Chapter 21. Levitical Cities. The heads of the Levite families came up to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua, son of Nun, and to the heads of families of the other tribes of the Israelites at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, and said to them, "The Lord commanded, through Moses, that cities be given us to dwell in, with pasture lands for our livestock. Out of their own heritage, in obedience to this command of the Lord, the Israelites gave the Levites the following cities with their pasture lands. When the first lot among the Levites fell to the clans of the Kohathites, the descendants of Aaron the priest obtained 13 cities by lot from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. The rest of the Kohathites obtained 10 cities by lot from the clans of the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh. The Gershonites obtained 13 cities by lot from the clans of the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh. The clans of the Merarites obtained 12 cities from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. These cities with their pasture lands, the Israelites allotted to the Levites in obedience to the Lord's command through Moses. Cities of the priests. From the tribes of the Judahites and Simeonites, they designated the following cities and assigned them to the descendants of Aaron in the Kohathite clan of the Levites, since the first lot fell to them. First, Kiriath Arba. Arba was the father of Anak, that is, Hebron, in the mountain region of Judah, with the adjacent pasture lands, although the open country and villages belonging to the city had been given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as his property. Thus, to the descendants of Aaron the priest were given the city of asylum for homicides at Hebron, with its pasture lands. Also, Libnah with its pasture lands, Jatir with its pasture lands, Eshtemoah with its pasture lands, Holon with its pasture lands, Debir with its pasture lands, Ashan with its pasture lands, Jutah with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands. 9 cities from the 2 tribes mentioned. From the tribe of Benjamin, they obtained the 4 cities of Gibeon with its pasture lands, Geba with its pasture lands, Anatoth with its pasture lands, and Almon with its pasture lands. These cities, which with their pasture lands belonged to the priestly descendants of Aaron, were 13 in all. Cities of the other Kohathites. The rest of the Kohathite clans among the Levites obtained by lot from the tribe of Ephraim 4 cities. They were assigned, with its pasture lands, the city of asylum for homicides at Shechem in the mountain region of Ephraim, also Giza with its pasture lands, Kibzaim with its pasture lands, and Beth Horon with its pasture lands. From the tribe of Dan, they obtained the 4 cities of Eltika with its pasture lands, Gibeathon with its pasture lands, Aijalon with its pasture lands, and Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands, and from the half tribe of Manasseh, the 2 cities of Taanach with its pasture lands, and Ibleam with its pasture lands. These cities, which with their pasture lands belonged to the rest of the Kohathite clans, were 10 in all. Cities of the Gershonites. The Gershonite clan of the Levites received from the half tribe of Manasseh 2 cities. The city of asylum for homicides at Golan with its pasture lands, and also Beth Ashtaroth with its pasture lands. From the tribe of Issachar, they obtained the 4 cities of Kishion with its pasture lands, Dabarath with its pasture lands, Jarmuth with its pasture lands, and Enganim with its pasture lands. From the tribe of Asher, the 4 cities of Mishal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Helkath with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, 3 cities. The city of asylum for homicides at Kadesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, also Hamath with its pasture lands, and Rakath with its pasture lands. These cities, which with their pasture lands belonged to the Gershonite clans, were 13 in all. Cities of the Merarites. The Merarite clans, the last of the Levites, received from the tribe of Zebulun the 4 cities of Jokneam with its pasture lands, Karta with its pasture lands, Rimmon with its pasture lands, and Nahalal with its pasture lands. Also, across the Jordan from the tribe of Reuben, 4 cities. The city of asylum for homicides at Beza with its pasture lands, Jahaz with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephath with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Gad, a total of 4 cities, the city of asylum for homicides at Ramoth in Gilead with its pasture lands, also Mahanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jazer with its pasture lands. The cities which were allotted to the Merarite clans, the last of the Levites, were therefore 12 in all. Thus the total number of cities within the territory of the Israelites, which with their pasture lands belonged to the Levites, was 48. With each and every one of these cities went the pasture lands round about it. And so the Lord gave Israel all the land he had sworn to their fathers he would give them. Once they had conquered and occupied it, the Lord gave them peace on every side, just as he had promised their fathers. Not one of their enemies could withstand them. The Lord brought all their enemies under their power. Not a single promise that the Lord made to the house of Israel was broken. Everyone was fulfilled.